And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. How are y'all doing? Some of you aren't doing so good. You have issues. Let's talk about it. I've been on the air for 25 years. And for 25 years, my message has been the same. My message is this. First of all, most of you get upset too easily. That's your problem. You get upset too easily. You go out and you encounter traffic. You encounter people who do rude things. You get a bill that you had paid, but they said you didn't pay it. You go to work and someone gives you extra work. Someone is talking too loudly. Someone has music too loud. Your husband says something that irritates you. Your wife says something that irritates you. Your kids irritate you. The neighbor irritates you. Now, I want you to understand that when you get upset, it's not just a psychological thing. It's not just an emotional thing. It also includes a physical thing. Because when you permit yourself to get upset, and when you give in, okay, and I'm going to talk about more about this later. See, I understand this thoroughly. I've written 18 books. I wrote a book called A Brief Introduction to Stress Management. It's just outstanding. And I have many other books where I talk about this subject. I'm very well grounded, very well versed in this. And so you have to understand that when you get upset, it affects every cell in your body, your glands, your organs, your blood vessels, your various systems are affected by your getting upset, okay? Now, there's another aspect to it that very few people talk about, very few people. You can go to college, you get a degree, and never have anyone explain this to you, as I'm going to right now. And it's very important. Your life could depend upon it. We know there's a psychological component to getting upset, an emotional component. Now you know that there's a physical component. There's also a spiritual component. The very basis for upset is what? Resentment. Resentment. See, you resent your wife, you resent your husband, you resent your kids, you resent your neighbor, you resent your boss, you resent your work, you resent yourself. And you transfer it to all manner of things. Then you resent traffic, you resent bills, you resent. See? So it's just one resentment after another. So you resent your husband who irritates you, or your wife who irritates you. And you go around with, you know, suppressed anger and resentment and bitterness all the time. And then what happens? Pretty soon you have health issues. And you go to the doctor, and then there's doctor bills, and you resent them. So you resent the bills, and you resent yourself. Or you resent your ailment, whatever your ailment is, upset tummy or headaches or whatever, then you resent that. So what good does resentment do you? It doesn't do you any good. It's an indulgence. See, I'm trying to put this in different ways so you might see, so you can see it, so you have an epiphany, so you wake up and say, oh, I see. Most people go around with the idea that it's okay to be resentful. See? You secretly resent people. You smile on the surface. Someone comes along and say, would you mind helping me with this at work, right? Maybe it's not your job, see, or you'd rather not do it. So, well, you smile and say, well, okay. But underneath you resent it. You resent them for asking, see? So resentment is a spiritual failure. It's a giving in to an indulgence, just as if you were to eat a box of candy or a bag of potato chips. See, giving in to resentment is giving in to an indulgence. See, a little bit of stimulation to your pride. But it's not good for you. I'll be right back after this announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
The announcement was very good. At the end I said, you know, you've got to learn to start living instead of just reacting. See, most people don't live their own life. You react, you get upset. You have issues because you're upset all the time and you make mistakes. Then you hide in your thinking or hide in the imagination or hide in texting or hide in watching sports on TV or hide in shopping. And then you make more mistakes. And then you look to other people to solve your problems, and they're just as lost as you are, but they're very clever at acting like they know what they're doing. They take your money, and then you're worse off than before. And then you resent that also, see? Then you resent them, then you resent yourself again. See, it's just one round of resentment after another. Christ said, resist not evil. And you could translate it, resent not evil, see? Now, that doesn't mean that when there's a traffic jam that is evil, or when your kids come with a question and you're impatient with them and resent them, that doesn't mean that they're evil. It doesn't mean your husband is evil, or your wife is evil, or your boss is evil, or the coworker who gives you extra work is evil. No. But what it means is that a long time ago, remember the Garden of Eden? Adam responded Adam wanted to be prideful, and he responded to the clever rhetoric of the serpent, and then he fell. And we inherit the fallen condition that he left to us. And in your fallen condition, with a little kernel of pride, you react to things pridefully. See, you yourself become evil. Yeah, did you know that you actually exchange a little bit of your soul? You exchange a little bit of good for a little piece of whatever it was that tempted you. Now, a lot of times it is evil operating through people. They don't even realize it. See, people are unconscious. They're unconscious as to what's operating through them. Maybe you can remember when you were a kid, one of your parents maybe was like a monster, screaming and yelling and ranting and raving and throwing things around and saying the most awful things, like a devil. Okay, well, I'll never forget one time. I think I was watching a movie. Can't remember. But one man said to another one, there was a lady there who was making his life miserable, and he said, "There's hell in that woman." Okay? Yeah, there's hell in that woman. Okay, well, there's hell in a lot of people. See? And it's you can't see it, taste it, touch it, smell it, but it's there. See? It could be the nicest person, but in some very, very clever way, they get to you. Okay, that's the point. They get to you. Now, who was the first person who got to you when you were a little kid? Who got to you? Who got you started on this long downhill deterioration from when once upon a time you were young and full of life and zest and joy and innocence and sweetness, and now what? You have become corrupt. Corrupted by whatever it is that's corrupting you. Gossip, shopping, texting, or just corrupted by anger, corrupted by resentment, corrupted by bitterness. See, sitting around and feeling sorry for yourself and resenting your husband, who's your long gone husband, see, blaming other people, corrupted by judgment. A lot of people are corrupted by judgment. They sit around, they judge other people and judge and judge, and since other people are imperfect, there's plenty of people to judge, so they become like a, well, I was going to say like a devil, sitting around judging everybody, hating everybody. See, but on the surface, smiling and pretending that, putting on a good show and pretending you're a nice person, and underneath resenting everyone. See? And your kids saw, when your kids were little, they had the fresh eyes, they could see. See? They saw the devil in you. And so, but you confused them. You tried to confuse them. Some of them you may have confused and fooled them, and they became adapted to you and conformed to you, and then whatever was in you got in them, and other ones rebelled. They rebelled. Maybe they ended up in jail. They ended up in prison or on drugs or on the street because they were rebelling against what was in you that you could not see. See, when you're lost in your texting and your talking and your all the trivial things and work and everything else that you bury yourself in, you cannot see what's operating through you. And how did it get into you, that which drove your kids to rebellion? It got into you when you resented your parents. And you hated them when you were a little kid, or hated other people. See? And then what was in them when you hated a person, which is a forbidden act, then whatever was in them that was tempting you to hate them, then it got into you. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a kind of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, I've been on the radio for 25 years all over the country. It's almost an amazing thing because I'm a poor person. I don't have a lot of money. And very few people help me. See, it takes a very special person to benefit from this message. It takes someone who's ready to benefit. Someone maybe even who's hit rock bottom, and they want to know the truth. And they're tired of mealy-mouthed answers and half-truths and condescending truth and reassure. See, other people's love. See, the love of the world. Sooner or later, you find out that other people's love and their assurance and their reassurance and their approval. You know what it does? It just helps you to stay the way you are. It prevents you from changing, from waking up and then really changing. See, I heard a preacher on the radio say that the most formidable temptation is a well-meaning friend who cares more about your comfort than your character. Those are very wise words. But all around us, see, in your fallen state, people will support you. Go to the bar, the bartender won't say, hey, you're not supposed to be drinking. He'll hand you another drink. When you go to the store, they're not saying, hey, well, how come you're spending so much money on all these clothes and everything? They'll just encourage you to buy more. See, you go to the restaurant, they'll encourage you to get a bigger pizza, more More food, see? See how that is? So they're not really your friend. See? More palliative care. More to help you feel good about yourself, to reassure you that everything is okay and that you're right when you're not right. So this program, sometimes, you know, it's like tough love. I'm just telling you the truth. See, there is a spiritual reality. And you know about it, first of all, in two ways. Number one, you know there's something missing in your life. God is missing. Even if you've been to organizations and you've been to churches and organizations and you've done all the right things, that doesn't mean that he's there. He might still be missing. See, there's a big difference between words about God and experiencing God. There's a difference between studying about God and experiencing God, see? It's like the difference between reading an encyclopedia article about the sun and seeing a picture of the sun and then going outside and experiencing the light and warmth of the sun, see? There's a difference. So for 25 years, I've been trying to help people to wake up. See, there's a couple of aspects of it. First of all, when you're ready, what I was going to say is this: it's not the most popular program because, you know, it's not like 50 million people are going to be listening and enjoying this program like people watch the Super Bowl, see? But for some people who really and truly want to know the truth, they really and truly, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, or they want to be a better mom or a better dad, and something's wrong, communication's not good, and they somehow sense that they're messing up, see? But they don't know how, they don't understand, and no one can tell you. Everywhere you go, people have answers that are, you know, okay and somewhat helpful, but they don't go far enough. The truth has a ring to it, a ring of truth, like a bell. It wakes you up, okay? Throws you back on yourself so you can, you know, it's like the oh my God moment. I heard a lady the other day talk about it, her oh my God moment, okay? The other day, I turned the radio on in the middle of the night. I woke up in the night, and it must have been about 2 in the morning. And there was Dr. James Dobson's program, Family Talk or something like that, he calls it. And he was playing a recording of Franklin Graham. And Franklin Graham has something now. He calls it Decision America. He's going to go to all 50 states. And he says he's going to confess his sins, and he's going to encourage other people to confess their sins and turn to God. But as he spoke, you know, his words had a ring of truth. It was very deep. It was very deep. It strikes right to the core. And so that's the way the truth is. So it's not going to see your truth is your friend. The truth is your friend. But see, you've been running from the truth so long that you don't even know it's your friend. You think it's your enemy. You think people who tell you the truth are mean. See, look what they're doing to Mr. Donald Trump. He's a very nice man. He's trying to, you know, be honest. And instead of, you know, America had a tradition of honesty. We used to love people like Will Rogers and Mark Twain and people like that. And now here he is and people say awful things about him. You have to see that the truth is your friend and not resent the truth and not resent the truth bearer. Hello, this is Pastor Roland checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. My name is Pastor Roland. Yes, I'm a pastor, but I don't have a big church. I don't have a big building. What I do is I help people on the radio and on the internet. And you can benefit from me by hearing, you know, what I have to say and waking up. It's like, say, you're walking toward a cliff. You know, you're a tourist, you're walking, you're not paying attention. Somebody shouts, "Look out for that cliff." Well, they shout at the warning, and then you stop and look, and then, you know, it's up to you. You know, are you going to keep walking toward the cliff, or are you going to stop and go the other way? You see what I mean? So what I'm doing here is I'm telling you that resentment is your problem, and getting upset is your problem. And if you weren't resentful, if you didn't become resentful, you wouldn't get upset. See, it all begins with the soul. It all begins with the soul. So it's a failing on your part. When you are upset, it's evidence of failing. And a failing is at the soul level. Your soul is failing. Your soul is resentful, judgmental. See? And that's a failing. So you have to see that. And if you're impatient with your kids, or you were impatient with your kids, then you have to see that's a failing. It means you don't have love. See, if you had love, you would have patience. You would have endless patience. You would never become impatient with people if you had love. See, so you would tell people the truth, and you would have patience. You would tell people the truth, you know, boldly, but with kindness, and then you would be patient. You wouldn't resent them. See, Christ told people the truth. See, a lot of people didn't like it. Some people did, though. See, that's the thing. You know, the truth is, you could say it's polarizing in that, you know, if somebody speaks the truth very clearly, see, there used to be, you know, I remember years ago, there was a man called Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He came to the United States. He was a very nice man. He was in Russia. He was persecuted. He was in the prison camps there in the Gulag, and he came to America. He won a Nobel Prize. He gave a speech. And instead of just saying, "Oh, thank you very much, and you're all wonderful," he said, "America, you're going to have to wake up. Because if you don't wake up, you're on your way downhill, okay, very quickly. So we need fathers to wake up, mothers to wake up. We need everyone to wake up. Waking up is really not that hard, especially if you have the help of the meditation. See, I have a little meditation. It teaches you how to become, see, you have to become still. You have to learn how to sit still for the truth and get out of your thinking. That's where you're hiding right now, in thinking and imagination, planning, scheming, worrying about the future. See, people worry and hide in worry. Have you noticed how a lot of times when there's some big trouble, have you noticed how some people like it? They like it because they can rush around and worry and talk about it and do things, and it's a huge distraction from seeing their own wrong. Okay, now the distractions today are very powerful, see, very powerful distractions, whether it's drugs or, you know, your pet or your shopping or your texting or your television or your booze or marijuana or just the endless trivia that all around you, see, it's very distracting. But be careful not to resent it, because if you resent it, see, it makes it stronger. So what you have to do is go through the world without resenting anything. See the way things are. Wake up so you can see the way things are. See it yourself as you are. But this time you'll have God's light of truth. You'll have God's light. So the meditation is very helpful. And I have a free one. I actually have two free meditations. Okay. Because I discovered, see, in my studies over these past 25 years, I've written 18 books, incidentally. I'm working on my 19th right now. I'm working on my 19th book. It's about contemplation or contemplative prayer. Because I understand that, I see that some of the great Christian mystics who found how to be in God's presence, see, who came out of their thinking and out of their upsets and out of their angers and their resentments, and learn to sit in the present, in God's presence. They found God's presence. See? And that's what you need. You need God's presence. You need to walk with God, you know, like Enoch or Abraham or Elijah. You must learn to, or Ruth, these wonderful people. You must learn to walk with God. And then you won't get upset anymore. See? And life will be sweet. And you'll have wisdom to deal with your kids and your and other people. And people will love you because you'll be a new person. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, and you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. Those of you who are listening around the country are getting 15 minutes. The whole program is 30 minutes, and the second half of the program was just exquisite. You must go to talktoapastor.org so you can listen to the whole 30 minutes, because there are vital clues in the second half of the program, vital clues that you need to hear. Okay, so you can begin your recovery program and stop resenting people and find God's presence and hear the birds sing, and life will be sweet again. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.